All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's turn on. Okay, so that's. Let's turn on the video. Hello. Welcome to our pre-show here. And interesting things have been happening. Let me just turn this off now. We're going to turn off our fan. So interesting things are happening. We have a technical malfeasance, which is we lost one of our character phones. So I'm having to call our character phone using my cell phone. So you will hear the very unique, interesting sounds of the cell phone. I got to clear this up. Let me see. So I'm having to call the character line using my cell phone as opposed to another. Is it calling? Wait, okay. Now check this out. You know, Stephen Bozell is with us. Steve, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Mr. Hendry, and thank you for taking my call.
So you are in.
I'm at Banana Land.
So what I'm having to do is manipulate these pots, and the key to this is all has always been rapidly. You know, it back in the day when we had a really balanced lines and shit, and we were working in the studio, I could just lower my microphone and leave the phone pot hot, meaning up, and just pull the phone away from the mic. So I'd be talking like this, talk like this, bring down the mic, talk like this, bring down the phone, talk like this, like that, see? Well, it's not quite that easy now because we get echo with the advent of digital, everything is a little bit more touchy. And what happened here is I've got two landlines that I use for the characters. I lost one of them. Spectrum, to their credit, said it's on their end. They fucked up somehow. Hey, Thunder, what are you doing? Why don't you go in the other room? Because it's going to get hot in here, man, huh? You want me to pick you up and show you people? No, she's walking away. Oh, fuck. I'll be very honest with you. Every fucking day of my life, I miss California. I miss the culture. I miss my old neighborhood. Yes, I sold my house, and I needed to sell my house. I had to sell my house. Christ Almighty, I was 8 million miles from... If you're familiar with Southern California, you know that where I was living, where we had bought a beach house when I was married, was in the Ventura, Port Hueneme area. So it was a place called Channel Islands Beach, way the fuck north of L.A. Not too... On a busy fucking day, 2 hours, man. On a not-so-busy day, I could get into L.A. in an hour and 15 minutes. You know, so I had to sell that fucking house. My original plan was to sell the house and move to Pasadena, Sierra Madre, so it would be more central to not only Los Angeles, but, you know, where my home base is, where my family is. So I didn't do that because I thought, you know, and we were thinking Jackie would come to California. And she didn't want to come to California because she had her son and prospective grandchildren. Okay, I get it. So what did I do? I figured, well, I can do my career from anywhere. I'll do it from Florida, you know. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to Florida is that it's real different from California. Now, I spent a lot of years in Florida, Miami, Orlando. But that was kind of when, you know, you're doing one of these. It wasn't like I was kind of, at this point in my life, I'm kind of like rolling into, I'm not going to retire. Don't get me wrong, but I'm kind of rolling along, you know, like, you know, a lot of mountains have been climbed, I can always think of something new to do. But what? I mean, there's something happening right now. I'm going to tell you guys, there is a deal brewing right now, as a matter of fact. I'll tell you about it when it happens, okay? I'm going to talk to my dear, dear friend David Katz tomorrow about it. But having said all of that, you know, I came here figuring it would be me and Jackie partying into the sunset. Actually, the sunset's to the west, so you don't really have much sunset unless you live to the Gulf Coast. Sunrise. How about that? Party all night and then see the sunrise. What are you doing, man? Here's my cat. There's my cat, Thunder. Come here, Thunder. How dare a cat ignore you, right? When you say to a cat, come here, and it just walks away, you're like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Well, it ain't exactly been like that. So, and a lot of it has to do with, we still have to drive 10, 20 minutes to see each other. She lives on the other side of the causeway. I live on one side of the causeway. She lives on the other. Just, you know, a bunch of stuff. So, and there is just not a lot to do, man. Here's the thing. It's a much smaller area. It's much less populated, you know. There is a jazz club in Cocoa, which we got to go up and go there, okay. It's called Heidi's. But other than that, man, so, you know. What about if I interview Dr. Elcott? You were drunk. You know, I was, hello, Phil. Well, Phil, I was drunk, and I would say that I'm very. No, I don't want to do that to Dr. Elcott. Okay. All right, that's it. That's it. Look at, there's my friend. Where? Here. Here he comes. There he is. There he is. There he is. There. Ay, 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 ay. Never have drink or food in the studio, but Phil, he hasn't learned his fucking lesson. So I'm putting this on the floor. Because no sooner had we inaugurated our studio, you know, whatever it was a month ago, guess what? I spilled some motherfucking coffee right over there. Some of it got on the keyboard. Some of it got underneath the drive. Fortunately, I got it in time. I took my shirt off or whatever it was and just mopped it up. I literally used my shirt as a towel. And then I was, you know, reminded, like I've been told millions of times down through the years, no further drink in the fucking studio. There's my buddy again. Here he comes. He's going to be going this way. There he goes. Fuck it. All right. Hi, guys. It's Phil Hendry. With a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, I can promise you this. You'll get thousands of hours of our great Radio Hall of Fame radio show, digital content that we've been doing since 2013, and some of that stuff goes on for hours and hours and hours. It's really crazy. This was a period of time, you have to understand, that after I left radio, I was out on the wide avenue of the internet. You could do anything you want. You could literally do anything that you want. And being steeped in satire and character voices and things like that, we went really weird. So some of that early stuff, particularly pointed out by our good friend Rory McLeod, who was our curator and our archivist over there at the BSPs and More page, I'd listen to it and I'd go, wow, this,
yeah, it pretty sucks, doesn't it?
It pretty sucks,
you know? Yeah, it pretty much sucks, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't pretty much suck. There's a lot that's weird, and it's getting weirder all the minute. There's a lot that's very weird. There's a lot that's extremely funny, and there's just a lot of it. So with that, along with our home movies, and our video casts, and I don't know, you know, that's a really shitty promo, isn't it? Let me try it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.